Dreamscape presents Daredevil, The Daring Life of Betty Skelton. Written and illustrated by Megan McCarthy. Narrated by Susie Bernice. While most girls played with their dolls, Betty Skelton played with her metal plane. It was the early 1930s and airplanes were still very new and exciting. Naval airplanes buzzed over the top of Betty's house, flipping and turning. Betty sat on her back steps and imagined that she was in the pilot's seat. Betty and her family lived in Pensacola, Florida, which was near the sea. Luckily for Betty, it was also near a giant Navy base. On Sundays, Betty's mom and dad drove her to view the Navy airplanes up close. That's when the family met Ensign Kenneth Wright. He introduced them to the joy of flight. Betty yearned to know more. She wanted to touch the sky. When she was 8, she mailed a letter to all the major airplane manufacturers. She later said that it read, "My father wants to buy an airplane. Please send me all the information." The pamphlets poured in. Betty studied them hard. At the age of 12, her father boosted her up, plopped her into a plane, and waved goodbye. Betty was flying by herself. "It wasn't quite legal then, so I couldn't tell anybody," Betty later recalled. "But it was amazing."